2nd, the servant of God, John Parenti. Confessor, First Order. John was born in a town of northern Italy about the year 1180 and devoted himself to the practice of law. He was judge in the city of Castellana when, as reported in the chronicles of the order, he saw a herd of swine resisting the herdmen's efforts to drive them into their pen. The herdsmen finally shouted in a rage, "Get in there, ye cursed swine, like godless lawyers and judges into hell." Immediately the animals struggled helter-skelter into the sty. The incident set John thinking on the dangers of his profession, and he decided to withdraw from it. Chancing to hear St. Francis of Assisi preach some time later, it was in the year 1212, he joined the order and led a most exemplary life in it. At the general chapter in the year 1219, the Holy Founder appointed him provincial of Spain. After that, the order of Friars Minor spread so rapidly, and its labors were so bountifully blessed in that country, that upon receiving the information, St. Francis broke out in loud praises of God. Upon the death of the Holy Founder in the year 1226, John was unanimously elected general of the order. He administered the duties of the office with great zeal. He made all his visitation journeys with unshod feet and placed great importance on the observance of religious discipline. On the occasion of an uprising in Rome, Pope Gregory IX called John to the city to bring the rebels back to obedience. When they refused to listen to his words, John prophesied that the Tiber would overflow. This actually took place soon after, and the terrible devastation caused the insurgents to submit. In spite of his efforts on behalf of the order, John found that he was not able to restrain certain friars who were causing a relaxation of discipline. So the devout and humble man resigned his office in the year 1233. With the permission of his successor, Brother Elias, he went to the island of Corsica, where he wished to establish convents of the order among the rugged inhabitants. In the latter years of his life, John applied himself mainly to prayer. He was called by God to his eternal rest in 1250, having been glorified on earth by many miracles. On the occasion of sin. Consider how scrupulous the servant of God John was to avoid the occasion of sin. Made aware of the danger which accompanied his profession, he forsook an honorable and profitable calling and entered a strict order in order to save his soul. For what does it profit a man, he undoubtedly reflected, if he gain the whole world and suffer the loss of his own soul? Matthew 16:26. Consider what may have been an occasion of sin for you in the past. Perhaps it is your business, the place where you work, a house to which you often go, a person with whom you associate, society which you frequent. How often has this occasion led you into sin in the past year? Will it be the same in the new year? Change matters at once today. If you find it difficult, if your heart clings to the occasion, then removing it is all the more necessary, and postponement will be more dangerous. For he that loves danger shall perish in it. Ecclesiasticus 3:27. How happy saintly John was after he had carried out his heroic resolution. God rewarded him for it with rich blessings, and he used the latter so faithfully that from the very beginning he lived a holy life in the order. He accomplished much good in his official position, and when he was not able to do that any longer, he obtained the grace to be closely united in prayer with God, with whom he is now enjoying his eternal reward. God will also lighten every sacrifice you make out of love for him. Make a generous start today, and God's grace will be meted out to you in great abundance this year. And the eternal reward will plentifully compensate everything. It is better for you having one eye to enter into life than having two eyes to be cast into hellfire. Matthew 18:9. Prayer of the Church. O God, the protector of those who hope in thee, without whom nothing is strong, nothing holy, increase thy mercy towards us, that with thee as ruler and guide, we may pass through the good things of time, that we may not lose those of eternity. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.